Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and have more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from downtown Portland, Oregon, where it looks like any second it's going to start raining, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of March 28th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And we start off this week with a full moon, which is happening about the time I'm recording this podcast on Sunday at 11:50 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is the worm moon because worms start to come out now as the dirt and the soil warm up. Just another sign that spring is here. So the spring equinox was about a week ago. We're in Aries season. The cherry blossoms on the waterfront in Portland are blooming, and spring is full on here, and it feels so good. So this full moon is in Libra, and Libra is a sign of balance and partnerships and compromise. So this is the perfect time to get back in balance, especially after the year that we've had. So some signs that you may be feeling burned out and out of balance are if you are constantly tired, if you have headaches or other signs of stress, and you may feel busy, but you're not really sure you're accomplishing anything. And you could also feel like you've lost your direction, where you don't know where you're going next. These are all signs that you're out of balance. But the great news is this is the perfect time to get back in balance. And normally we would do that by, taking things off our to-do list, slowing down by saying no. But we might have the opposite thing happening this year, where we may need to add some things back in because we've subtracted so many things out of our lives because of COVID. So adding more exercise, adding something that excites you, something new that can excite you. You might just need to get that spark back. So the thing that I love about balance is that it's so literal too. So any yoga poses that focus on balance help, like tree pose, even standing on one leg when you're brushing your teeth or you're doing the dishes. And you're just saying to yourself, I'm getting myself in balance, or I am in balance. I'm moving toward balance. Anything like that, that while you're doing the yoga poses or standing on one foot or any other activity that you're doing to bring balance back, you're saying a similar thing to yourself in your head. I am in balance. So we also want to make sure that our diet is balanced. And that's just another easy way to get yourself back into balance. So if you eat a bunch of crap one day, make sure you balance it with healthy food the next day. We're not beating up on ourselves. We're just going back to balance. So if you have a tough day, balance it with self-care. You get the point. So this full moon also has an alignment with the Sun, Venus, and Chiron. So the spiritual meaning of this full moon relates to the healing of broken hearts. It's great for finding serious long-term relationships and partners and getting engaged or married, or for just adding romance to your current relationship. And it's especially good for financial matters. So Venus is sextile Saturn, which is good for business deals, for saving money, for paying off debt, and in some cases, borrowing money. It's also good for making long-term investments. And since this is the time of balance, it's a good time to balance your money. So for instance, balancing your checkbook. And I am aware I'm probably the last person alive that still balances their actual checkbook. Also good for rebalancing your retirement accounts. So usually when we make investments, we have percentages that go into different types of funds. You might put 10% of your retirement in a bond fund and 30% into an index fund and on and on. But over a time, the amount in these funds gets off because you're probably making more interest on some of the higher risk things and less interest on the bonds. So you need to then go in at certain points and rebalance the amount of money. So you move some over from the high risk category, more over into bonds. And this is the perfect time to do that. We're coming out of COVID. We're focusing on money. We're balancing ourselves. So perfect time to go in and rebalance any of your accounts. And if you need any more info on this, just email me and I'm happy to explain it a little bit more in depth. And then on Thursday, we're in April. Just like that. The first half of April is likely to go by quickly and things are moving at a fast pace, which like this whole year seems like we're moving at a fast pace. But in April, we start to feel extra motivated and we get some shit done. So there we have this fantastic motivating energy to use in the first half of April. So we're balancing this week, getting our shit together, getting it balanced. And then it is full speed ahead because we don't have any planets in retrograde for the whole month of April. So we have motivating energy in April. We have no planets in retrograde. We're feeling balanced. It's good. Things are good. So I do have a story to share this week, and it has like two parts. The first part is about 4 years ago, I sold my big family home and I downsized. And I moved to this cute little place with fantastic views right in downtown Portland. It's a really quiet place. It has like a foot thick concrete walls around. So I never really hear anything except sometimes in the hallway when you're walking by and you can hear, somebody has their music really loud or somebody's yelling at a ball game or something like that. But that's pretty much the only stuff I ever hear out in the hallway. So my dog, Jack, who is a big Rottweiler, lives with me and he gets a bark box every month. The bark box is full of treats and toys. It's just a bunch of fun stuff for dogs. And he gets excited about it every month when it comes. Well, the dog toys in this box look a lot like crazy sex toys. There's a definite sex theme with these crazy plastic toys and even with the stuffed animals and the stuffed toys that come. There's a red rocket, there's a Foxy Loxy, and then there's this one big stuffed snail that we got once. And it has a snail shell, and then the snail body that sticks out at the bottom of the shell is this fuzzy pink folded material. And it looks like a big vagina. So I nicknamed it Vagina Shell. So about a week ago, I was playing with Jack and I was yelling at him to like, go get the vagina shell. Go get the vagina shell, Jack. Go on, get it, get it. And he brings it to me and I throw it and I yell again, hey, Jack, go get the fucking vagina shell. So, you know, we play this all the time. But the next day I see my neighbor at the elevator and she starts laughing. And she says, apparently, one of the new neighbors asked her if I live alone and who Jack is. And she says, Jack is my dog. And apparently the neighbor's face got all red and he said, oh my God, I heard her yelling to Jack to get her vagina shell. Ah, oh my God. So of course the neighbor knows about the crazy sex themed dog toys because she has a dog too. And we've talked about it before. And she does clarify everything with the new neighbor so he doesn't think I'm a weirdo. But oh my gosh, life is just so funny sometimes. Oh, crazy vagina shell story. Anyway, to recap, with the full moon today, this makes the next 2 weeks the perfect time to get back in balance in all ways. We're also going to be lucky in love and money. Spring is here and motivation in the air, and it's just a wonderful time to be alive. Also, today is the last day of my 50% off sale. I'm currently offering all appointments are half off. You can buy them and schedule them online at abundology.com. So as always, thank you for listening. Get yourself in balance this week. Life is good and just moving right along. It's, like I said, it's just a great time to be alive right now. So have a wonderful week. I'll talk to you next week when we talk about more about what to expect in April. All right, have a great day.